U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is scheduled to be one of the visitors. He's due to speak about rural economic development. The visit comes as the Obama administration is considering where to spend billions of dollars on regional high-speed rail systems. Rick Harnish heads the Midwest High-Speed Rail Association. Harnish says if Wisconsin becomes part of a high-speed rail network, smaller communities would benefit.
The state's long-term plan includes much better service to places like Tama. So more trains per day and faster service. It also includes going up to Green Bay and then bus connections beyond Green Bay. So this really is a statewide issue. It's not just Milwaukee, Madison, which is the first phase.
But Secretary LaHood has suggested that if Wisconsin and the other Midwest states want to succeed at getting federal funds for high-speed rail, they ought to appoint a rail czar to better coordinate the multi-state request. Governor Jim Doyle says he's trying to learn more about LaHood's suggestion.
Been a little unclear on what the czar does. I like this word czar, you know, it means king. So if we just put king in there, what does that mean? But we've had a series of meetings. There's going to be another meeting later this month because we obviously have to really do this in a coordinated fashion.
Doyle says he doesn't want the West and East Coasts to get all the money for high-speed rail. Final applications for the money are due late next month. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.